This is DW News live from Berlin. Protesters across the world rally over the death of George Floyd. In the U.S., many are gathering at the spot in Minneapolis where he was killed in police custody. And outrage has spread around the globe, including to Australia, where tens of thousands have protested racism against Aboriginals.
Willst du was? Sag weiter. Aber was willst du sagen? Sag mal.
The consequences of racism here in Germany. We hear about the everyday discrimination experienced by people here as a major anti-racism protest gets underway in Berlin. The head of the NFL admits the league was wrong to ban players from kneeling during the U.S. national anthem, a move started by player Colin Kaepernick in 2016 in protest at perceived police brutality against Black Americans. I'm Amian Issef. Welcome to the program. As outrage spreads over the killing of George Floyd in the U.S., protesters have taken to the streets around the world. In Mexico, protesters vandalized buildings and threw stones at the U.S. embassy in the capital. However, elsewhere, protests have been peaceful. Tens of thousands of Australians demonstrated against racism and for Aboriginal rights. Protesters are now gathering in European cities, including here in Berlin, in what is the city's second weekend of Black Lives Matter protests. And one of those major European protests is here in Berlin. That's where political correspondent Emmanuel Schaas is. Emma, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Well, as you can see, Amian, here, thousands of people are gathered. 1,500 people were expected. Maybe it's much more right now here in Berlin, Alexanderplatz. You know, here in Germany, more than 1 million people are Black Germans. And there's been a lot of anger, a lot of frustrations following George Floyd's death in the U.S., not only because of what was happening there, but also because of the ongoing and systemic racism here in Germany. And here, with me to talk about it, I have Esther and her two daughters, Tiffany and Talia, who are talking about their experiences dealing with everyday racism here in Germany. First off, perhaps you can see the number of people who have just joined this protest, the silent protest. Esther, you came to Germany 17 years ago. What has been your experience as a Black woman coming from Kenya?
As a Black woman living in this country, it has not been easy. We go through so many things which we cannot express ourselves outly, but I'm happy for this demonstration which is happening now that we can express ourselves and express our feeling, how we are feeling, yeah.
And Tiffany, you were born here in Germany. Can you tell us about your experience as a Black German?
Well, in school, everything is okay. My friends treat me very well. But in some places, I feel different because I got treated very different. In kindergarten, when I was 4 years old, a girl asked me why my skin is black if I ate my poop. And I was very sad about it. I told my mom, and then we moved back to Berlin.
Yes, terrible experiences you had in Niedersachsen, you were saying in Lower Saxony. And Talia, when you see all those people gathered here today, how does it make you feel?
I'm really happy that many people support Black people.
And Esther, how does that make you feel, all those people here today?
I'm really happy that everybody came out for this, and I'm hoping that there are going to be changes in future, and everybody is going to be treated equally. It doesn't matter where you come from or which color you are. We are all human beings.
Okay, so as you see, the protest has just kicked off here in Germany. We'll, here in Berlin, we'll join you later for the latest.
That was political correspondent Emmanuel Schaas with protesters Esther, Tiffany and Talia Berthold. Thanks to all of you. As we've heard, for some people in Germany, it doesn't seem to matter how long they have lived here or even if they were born here, their appearance still makes them a target for racial abuse. We spoke to some of those about their experiences of everyday racism here in Germany.
One time I was shopping and an old lady pushed past me and then said, "Uncle Adolf would not have allowed you to be here."
Unter Onkel Adolf hätt's dich hier nicht gegeben.
You want to kill me, you damn foreigner.
Go back to your own country. What are you doing here? Everyday racism, racial profiling is a clear part of my life. Just like going to the toilet, it is part of my life. Four people, four experiences. They have either lived here in Germany for years or were born here. Paristu Mohammadi, a sales assistant, has been here since she was 6 years old. A woman in a supermarket car park accused her of trying to run her over.
I've never experienced anything like it in my life, that someone comes up to me and first says, you wanted to kill me, and then calls me a damned foreigner.
Salama Abdu came to Germany 5 years ago as a Syrian refugee. He works as a cameraman for German television. He was out with his wife and son when a man made racist remarks about his family. Salama Abdu recorded the incident on his phone and then fought back. What do you want? What are you trying to say? The attacker's friends tried to stop him and pull him away. But a short time later, he returned and beat Salama Abdu so badly that he had to go to hospital. The video was used in an investigation into the attack. The police recognised him immediately. They said he was in prison a few months ago because of another problem. We pressed charges and now justice has been done. Emmanuel Amawaku Janssen is a filmmaker and a musician. He says racial profiling, which means the police stop him because of his appearance, is a daily problem. That makes you see how deep-rooted racism is. Black man somehow looks threatening. Okay, I'll stop him.
Okay, he's seen my house.
These are not exceptional cases. Daniel Gamera works for a group called Each One Teach One for victims of racism. They examine black people's experiences and offer anti-discrimination counselling. White people in Germany may say racism is no problem, but for black people it is part of our daily lives, either because we encounter structural racism or because we're discriminated against on the street. Josef Kolesang is no longer willing to accept the situation. He has organised an anti-racism demonstration in Cologne. If you don't do anything about racism, if you just ignore it, then you are tolerating it and at the same time promoting it. That is what I wish people would understand. The demonstration in Cologne will be one of many taking place in Germany this weekend.
Now to other stories making news around the world. U.S. President Trump has reportedly ordered the Pentagon to cut the number of U.S. troops stationed in Germany by nearly a third. Government sources cited by the Wall Street Journal say around 25,000 would remain. American forces have been stationed in Germany since the end of World War II. Veterans of the Allied forces have returned to Normandy to commemorate the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings. This year's ceremony was far smaller than normal due to coronavirus restrictions. The event marks the beginning of the offensive to recapture France from the Nazis at the end of World War II. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has threatened to pull his country out of the World Health Organization unless it stops being a, quote, partisan political organization. Bolsonaro would follow steps taken by President Donald Trump, who has attacked the WHO for its coronavirus response. Alexis Ohanian has resigned from the board at Reddit. In an online post, he asked to fill his seat at the media company with a black candidate. He vowed to use any future gains on his stock in the enterprise to serve the black community. Ohanian is married to tennis star Serena Williams. Now, the head of America's National Football League, the NFL, has admitted the league was wrong for not allowing on-field protests against racial injustice. The NFL previously banned players from kneeling during the country's national anthem. That practice was started by Colin Kaepernick in 2016 in protest at police brutality against black Americans. But Kaepernick's move sparked a backlash from fans and owners. Now, for more on the story, I'm joined by Jonathan Crane from DW Sports. So, Jonathan, what led to this tremendous apology here?
Well, it was a social media video posted by Roger Goodell, a statement from him. He is the NFL commissioner. He's basically responsible for the entire league. A really contrite statement expressing a lot of regret. But it followed another video that was shared widely on social media featuring several NFL stars. We can see it here, Patrick Mahomes, Odell Beckham Jr. And they were mentioning George Floyd, who obviously died in police custody, and listing other black men and women there who've also been killed. But let's just listen in to this video for a bit.
I'm Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
Black lives matter. Seems that we don't have that soundbite right now, but maybe you can tell me how significant the U-turn is.
Well, it's a very significant reversal in policy because, as you mentioned, protests were previously banned. In fact, the league had said if any player was going to refuse to stand during the anthem, they should stay in the locker room. Otherwise, they would face disciplinary action. And we all know about the situation with Colin Kaepernick. And while he was supported by some players who also took a knee with him, he was also roundly criticised by fans, some fans and owners. And in fact, you know, after he left the San Francisco 49ers at the end of 2016 season, he didn't play for another team. So a lot of people are now saying, look, Goodell didn't mention Kaepernick by name in his video. Surely he now owes him an apology. The NFL season is set to start up again in September. It really is a boiling pot, really, the NFL, for this issue. Will Kaepernick play? And will Goodell stay true to his words?
And I know from my own social media that I've seen a lot of reaction to this already. What kind of things have you been seeing?
Well, interestingly, a white NFL player, Drew Brees, apologised for having previously criticised players taking a knee. But that earned him a bit of a rebuke from Donald Trump, the US president, on Twitter, saying Brees shouldn't have taken back his comments. Trump also more broadly criticised players for taking a knee. Let's see what he said. He said, "We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or a hand on heart. There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag. No kneeling." Now, clearly, this movement has gone beyond the United States. It's been taken up by other sports. And we saw that in Germany's Bundesliga last weekend. Several players, notably Marcus Thuram from Gladbach, Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund, showed their solidarity for the protests. The German Football Association, the DFB, says players won't be punished if they take a stand. So we'll have to see what happens later in today's matches and whether there are more protests.
So that movement coming to Germany also.
Exactly.
Thanks for that, Jonathan Crane, DW Sports.
You're welcome.
Now, I'll be back with more news at the top of the hour, but first we'll leave you with these images of a so-called strawberry moon captured over London. The moon in June coincides with strawberry season, and this year it's also a penumbral lunar eclipse. Let's take a look.
Let me take you down.